It is called Black Klansman, and if that title does not give it away, well, it is about a black detective who infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan. This movie won second place at the Cannes Film Festival this year, with some there calling it a return to form for the director. And here to talk more about this is NPR's Justin Richmond. Hi, Justin.
Hey, David.
So you saw this film?
I did.
Tell me about it.
So it's based on a true story and set in the 70s. It stars John David Washington, who's Denzel Washington's son.
A black detective actually infiltrated the KKK.
A black detective really did in the 70s. His name was Ron Stallworth. He talks his way into the Klan, a local chapter of the Klan, over the phone. But once he has to show up for a meeting, he has his colleague, who happens to be Jewish, he's played by Adam Driver, stand in for him. And here's Driver's character talking to the black detective about why he doesn't think the case is all that important.
For you, it's a crusade. For me, it's a job. It's not personal, nor should it be.
Why haven't you bought into this?
Why should I?
Because you're Jewish, brother. The so-called chosen people. You've been passing for a WASP. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, cherry pie, hot dog, white boy.
That's one of the more serious moments in the film, and there's a lot of those, but it's also a pretty funny movie, too. It's kind of like just a buddy cop with a message.
Okay, what exactly is the message we should get from this?
It's a little hard to pin down. Like a lot of Spike Lee's movies, it's pretty all over the place. But one thing he's definitely trying to say is that the racism Spike captured in the 20th century is still here. I mean, Spike's not holding back. He basically calls the president of the United States a white supremacist, and it comes off heavy-handed. He didn't need to keep hammering the point. It was a little obvious what he was trying to say, but, you know, there were times where it does work and where Spike was a little more subtle. There's a scene where the Grand Wizard of the Klan, David Duke, he's played by Topher Grace, is toasting members of the Klan, and he ends his toast with a phrase you might recognize.
I want to thank you so much for never putting your country second. America first. America first.
America first. You're saying that's one of the more subtle moments in the film?
Yeah, it actually is. But I'm saying that because it actually has some history to it, that phrase. It's a phrase the KKK and David Duke actually used for decades. And that historical context kind of allows the scene to work on multiple levels. It references the present, but it also pulls from the past. And, you know, where it really worked for me was the film's coda.
Coda, that's something Spike Lee often does in his movies, right? So what did he do here?
Yeah, so here he used footage from the Unite the Right rally that happened in Charlottesville about a year ago. Yeah, and it's really horrendous footage. It shows the car attack that happened where white supremacists drove into the counter-protesters at high speeds. It shows that video multiple times and from multiple angles, and then it shows a picture of Heather Heyer, the white woman who was killed in that attack. Also leaves you wondering, you know, how much things really have changed. And so it's pretty effective and really is the most powerful part of the film.
Do you see why people at Cannes were saying that this film is Spike Lee really returning to his old form?
I mean, not really. I was thinking about how Do the Right Thing came out 29 years ago and actually also debuted at
Cannes. It's been that long? Wow.
Yeah, and that's a movie that also deals with race, obviously, in America, but I thought it was more effective because it doesn't take sides. It kind of just allows you to view what's happening in this neighborhood in Brooklyn and kind of decide for yourself. That's obviously a little tougher with a movie like Black Klansman, where you're dealing with the Ku Klux Klan. There's not a lot of nuance there, not a lot of room for nuance. So is it a return to his more provocative films of the 80s and 90s? No, but it is really entertaining and sometimes powerful.
NPR's Justin Richmond. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.